The basic substance of a person is energy. The movement of energy is life. The freer the energy movement, the more intense the life. John Perakos. Pulsing through the whole of nature, animating each and every one of your cells, is a luminous divine energy. Its radiance shines in the light of the sun and the reflection of the moon. It's found in the teeming life in the sea and the constant buzzing of insects. It beckons the grasses to rise and opens the flowers in spring. All life carries it, depends upon it, and is made from it. Like electricity in a lamp, it is universal, yet it shines through the individuality of each vessel with an infinite variety of expressions. Scientists have explored this energy, measuring and quantifying, yet have not pierced the mystery of its essence. Religions have worshipped it with volumes of scriptures about its meaning, yet its everyday presence is often overlooked. Lovers thrive on it, moving mountains when they discover it, or suffering miserably with its loss. We seek this energy like water and breath. We define our moods and aspirations by it. We know it when we find it, yet simultaneously fear its potency. Without it, our lives become mechanical and meaningless. As our innate life force, it is ultimately free, yet it has been diminished and restricted, even enslaved. This life force has been known by many names. The yogis call it prana, and activate it through breath and postures. Acupuncturists call it qi or ki and balance its movements through a network of pathways called meridians. Martial arts such as tai chi, qigong, or kung fu also call it qi and learn to cultivate its mastery through years of disciplined practice. Freud called it libido, while Wilhelm Reich, one of Freud's contemporaries, called it orgone energy, and saw it as an underlying healing force that often becomes trapped in body armor and behavior patterns. Energy healers work with its manifestation in the subtle field around the body called the aura, and some have called it Reiki. In the Star Wars movies, it was simply called the Force, a universal principle of intelligence that we can tap into for guidance and harmony. By whatever name, these words all describe the same thing, the basic energy that runs through all of life. In this book, I will refer to this energy under one comprehensive word, charge.